Mount Zion and Zion, an explanation of the system, Tablet 7. Judiciary Board, Board of Brahmins. From each of the 12 unit groups, one person who seems to have a keen sense of judgment and Brahmic qualities, contemplative, and powers, can be selected as the judge for the group. Such a person should not be the same as the leader of the group. 12 such people from 12 groups form the second level of the judiciary system, and this, same as the collective body, continues to the top of the hierarchy, to the regional and world judiciary court. Also, as with the administrative body, 6 judges are elected through voting, or by the head of the collective body, and the same procedures described about the administrative body are applicable to the judiciary. As it was mentioned, it is best that this body consist of people with Brahmic qualities, who are more observant of the events than engaged in them, usually have keen judgment abilities, and are spiritually knowledgeable. Therefore, through the judiciary board and because its hierarchy is made from people with Brahmic qualities, spiritualist, this class also will have a voice in society and its welfare, but will not dominate it. The judiciary system will be formed with godly character individuals who have emerged as such from the bottom of society. They have gone through many levels of test to prove that they have taken the beam out of their own eyes, so they are qualified to take the speck out of the eyes of others. A judge without these qualities would not be qualified to judge, as Isa has shown in the case of the adulterous woman, John 8, verses 3 through 11. Only those with the above qualities can be chosen as judges. Otherwise, because of their own guilt of not being completely pure, they cannot properly judge. Either they would judge harshly, because of their ignorance of how hard it is to overcome the lower nature, or they would judge without considering the state of the society the person is in. So a victim who otherwise could have been guided to the right path would be unjustly judged, and even greater resentment and confusion would prevail in society, or he would be judged too mildly because of the impurity in the judge himself. The Board of Brahmins also will examine the validity of the laws from a spiritual point of view, and their justness, as will be described in the explanation of the decision-making process. In this system, there is a separation between the church, dogma, and state, but it is a state under God. There will be no priest class in a usual sense, intellectual spiritualist, clergy. It is the duty of each individual to study, become familiar with God's revelations, meditate, and find the truth. People should not take the words of others as God's revelations. They should ask, search, and find the truth individually, or from those who teach, true spiritual teachers, in spirit, etherically, by the heart. The maintenance of the temples and spiritual centers can be given to the Brahmin class, but the truth is in scriptures and in each person's soul, and should be found by each individual. Only those who are worthy of being spiritual teachers, true gurus, can be chosen as guides by individuals. The idea, as expressed before, is that these leaders, the Brahmin class, spiritual teachers, gurus, etc., all will emerge but are not elected by vote, selected by special assignment, or chosen because of some educational background, etc. If a system does not allow its leaders in any level to emerge, but sets up criteria, such as a level of education, it might help, but is not essential. Or, being born into the right family, class, race, etc., then the requirement to gain leadership would become a status quo. Such a society will fail. Therefore, with these Brahmins, the spiritual people will have a strong voice in society, but will not dominate it. This will prevent the spread of superstitions by those low spiritualists who call themselves clergy or spiritual leaders, intellectual spiritualists, but because of their inability to manifest the real spiritual truth, they exploit people by spreading binding doctrines, dogmas, and causing inferiority complexes, etc., in others. They then take advantage of those lost souls, people. This happened in the past in many religions. Spiritual domination through suppression of the real truth of the reality behind the scriptures. It occurred by the preaching of dogmas and imposing ideals in the name of religions, which were merely man-made in order to control other classes, priest class controlling other classes. This phenomena led to the separation of religion and state. Those who invented the idea of separation of church and state, as was described, did not mean a state without God, but they meant separation of dogma and state. That is why the Brahmins should have a voice in society, but not dominate it.